This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoppers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. We are broadcasting live, and we just wanted to give you a heads up that we got much to cover, and rest assured, it's covering what others are leaving undone. This is the cleanup crew. I'm going to be talking about in just a couple of moments, why was the crowd higher? Company recruiting $25 an hour political activists in Charlotte 2 weeks ago. Folks, this is nothing new under the sun. Why were there paid protesters? Why were there ads for paid protesters? I'm going to outline this. I'm going to bring it about line upon line, precept upon precept, because before Charlotte took place, there was ads out there paying $25 per hour for actors and photographers, who were wanted in Charlotte. Now, friends, this has happened over and over and over again. You need to understand that much of what's going on out there, I would say 90% of it, friends, is bought and paid for. Don't doubt me. We're going to be getting to that in just a couple moments. Why was this crowd hire company recruiting $25 an hour political activists in Charlotte 2 weeks ago? Preceding the event, because it was bought and paid for. And friends, when you understand that the brown shirts are very active today, the provocateurs, which are bought and paid for, keep in mind, they are creating the domestic insurrection as they play, folks, the problem solver. And keep in mind, the problem solvers are oftentimes the creator of the domestic insurrection. So let's pull that cover back. And we're going to be getting to that in just a couple moments. Read John 15. We have Stephanie from the Minnesota State Fair right now, broadcasting live. And Stephanie, how goes it at the Minnesota State Fair?
Well, it is going at the Minnesota State Fair. It's been very busy here, especially these past couple days of people, you know, coming in and out. And boy, oh boy, and we have literally had the opportunity to preach to Mormons, homosexuals, Jehovah's Witnesses, Muslims, atheists, fellow God haters. I'm sorry, God
sinners,
fellow believers, sinners. And
sinners.
You know, it's just such a wonderful opportunity. It really is. Because we're sitting here in this, you know, at the Minnesota State Fair. Most people come because they want to indulge in any, you know, lust fossil, whether it be their appetite or whatever, you know, they desire. But when they come by our booth, they're given the gospel of Jesus Christ. We're taking them through the way of salvation. We're really reaching out to folks in a unique way. And I think we're just being a light in a very dark place. And you're not going to find another booth quite like the Sons of Liberty out here. So if you are in the area and have not yet stopped by, please check us out. We're on the east end, lower level of the grandstand, and it's just been outstanding.
I want to tell you this, Stephanie, and I don't know that I told you this, but you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. You'll be able to identify this. Is there anything more repulsive as you walk into the Minnesota State Fair as people sitting up in a chapel that call themselves Christians, waiting for people to come inside of the church rather than the church going outside and seeking and saving that which is lost, Luke 19:10. But is there anything more repulsive when you see a sign on the door that says, if you need prayer, come in? I mean, it reminds me of Charles Finney when he first got saved. He got saved by the power of the Holy Ghost. And he was asked by the professed church during that particular time, would you like us to pray for you? And Charles Finney, in his spiritual wisdom, understood right then and there when he said, and you'll get this point, why would I want you to pray for me when you yourselves don't even get answers to your prayers? I mean, how repulsive, yet we have the booth out there where we're actually reaching out to the people rather than the people, you know, us waiting for the people to come into us.
We are proactive. We are definitely preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. You know, I've heard it said before, thank God that Jesus and the disciples did not set up a church and put a sign in front and say, oh, welcome. No, we are commanded in God's word to go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature, not just sit and hope and wait that people come to us. We break into people's lives as they're walking by. We say, hey, what color is this? What color is that? It's pink and blue in their gospel tract. We've given out thousands and thousands of gospel tracts to people over the years. This booth has really been a light in a dark place. But, you know, speaking of repulsiveness, it also is not good either when you can almost tell when you see a professed church goer at the booth. You know, they look at you and they smile politely and they nod and they say, bless you. Or we'll pray for you, or we need more people like you, or keep up the good work. But yet they don't support it. Support it by what I mean by lending a hand and saying, hey, let me get a t-shirt, you know, that spreads the gospel. Let me get a book to give to a friend, that sort of thing. You know, it's just been, you know, you get the both the good, bad, and the ugly, let's say. But I would say more often than not, we are just bombarded with people who are hungry to hear the truth. And it's so interesting because it's not the people you would expect. I was witnessing to a kid today who had literally rainbow colors bleached in his hair and on his arm, and, you know, as a bracelet. And sometimes people that are dressed up really weird, they've got weird paintings on their face, and they're sitting there hungry for the truth, and no one's reaching out to them. You cannot judge a book by its cover. You cannot just say, oh, you know, that person probably wouldn't want to hear. No, that person is the most lost by the most hungry to hear the truth. And when the lights go on, it's like the Holy Spirit illuminates them, opens up their eyes to see the truth, and their consciences are stirred and their lives are changed. So that's why we're here. That's what the Sons of Liberty is all about. We're definitely proactive. We believe prevention is better than cure, and we're not waiting for people to us. We go to them, evangelists, and we meet them, you know, with the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Wife of William Booth, Catherine Booth, founders of the Salvation Army, not what you see today, friends, rest assured. Catherine Booth said, a barracks is meant to be a place where real soldiers were to be fed and equipped for war, a spiritual warfare, Ephesians 6:12. Not a place to settle down in or as a comfortable snuggery in which to enjoy ourselves. I hope that if ever they, our soldiers, the professed Christians, do settle down, or God will burn down their barracks over their heads. She said,
amen.
I hope that if they ever, our soldiers, do settle down, that God will burn their barracks over their heads. They're not called to sit inside of a building. They're called to be equipped and go out into the spiritual warfare, because it amazes me, Stephanie, does it not to you, how many people profess to be Christians in this country, and it's absolutely astounding to me, let me take it up another level, that so many are at peace with the world that's at war with God, and then they wonder why they don't understand the warfare, and then when they do see real Christians in the warfare, to them it's surreal, and they're very judgmental concerning those that are in the warfare. Do you see that?
Yes, absolutely. I see people that they're at peace with the world because
15 seconds, Stephanie, 15 seconds.
They're at peace with the world because they're silent. In fact, they don't do anything but the gospel shows the fact that they are at peace because they're okay with things and they don't speak out, even if it offends people, to give people the truth. And that's what we're all about. We're here to give people the truth. Even if they don't like it, it's what people need to hear.
Thank you for your time. Minnesota State Fair, east end of the grandstand. Go ahead, check it out. We got a booth down there over the last 12 years. 5 days to go. We'll be right.
America was once a nation that honored and had a reverence toward God. Our founding forefathers established our country as a constitutional republic, deriving our laws from the God of the Bible and His Word. For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting to restore our nation back under the founding principles that made us great. We have dedicated our lives and our families' lives to the furtherance of the gospel of Jesus Christ and the truth of our nation's Christian and constitutional heritage. Today, we are asking you to join our family and join this fight by becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. When you become a son or daughter of Liberty, not only are you partnering together with us as a monthly financial supporter to help us as we spread the word, but you are also making a commitment to yourself that you will be a part of the answers to our nation's problems. Please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click the Spread the Word button on our landing page to find out how you can become a son or daughter of Liberty and join together with us in our quest to restore America.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of Liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Bob Ellis, owner and operator of AmericanClarion.com. Bradley Dean is one of our newest contributors at American Clarion, and his columns are some of our biggest hit generators. Bradley is a warrior when it comes to speaking the truth unapologetically and with an appeal that people should embrace what's right.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. We're just highlighting some of the things that are taking place down at the Minnesota State Fair. We've had a booth down there now going on 12 years, and it goes for 12 days, 12 hours a day. And we break up the family, and we do half and half throughout the state fair, namely with the kids that we're raising them up, training them up in the ways that they should go so when they are old, they will not depart from them. And it's interesting what takes place down there. And I wanted to share this with you because I didn't get a chance to do this, but the booth that we have now, when I was, 20s, in my early 20s, I remember going to the state fair. And I remember I was at that particular time, probably about 24, 25 years old, crying out to God. Nobody knew this. And I would go into the grandstand where our booth is now, and it's about two rows over is the bathroom. And I remember walking into that bathroom one time, and when I walked into that bathroom, I noticed that the professed Christians, folks, keep in mind, read Matthew 23, nobody rebuked the hypocrites more than Jesus Christ did. That's what got him crucified. He kept exposing them for what they left undone. He exposed them for their hypocrisy. Again, read Matthew 23, those that said and did not. When I was about 24, 25 years old, I remember going into that bathroom two rows away from where our booth is right now, that altar. And I remember there was these tracks that the professors would throw on the toilets. They were so brave and bold and courageous in their faith. And of course, I'm being sarcastic, facetious. And I remember I would look at them, and now knowing in the light of Scripture, it was completely modern-day false gospel. And it was called the four spiritual laws. It was unscriptural, friends. It was the lawless gospel. And that's why false grace is so prevalent today. Read Isaiah 30 when you get a moment. But I remember it offended me. It offended me because it was like, wait a second, if you guys believe in what you profess, Why do you deny him in public? Because Jesus said, I'm in the book of Luke right now. I just read four chapters this morning. But it's interesting that Jesus said, if you deny me before men, I'll also deny you before the Father. And I was just sharing with Stephanie now, who's down at the Minnesota State Fair, east end of the grandstand, bottom floor, out in the face of the public where thousands and thousands of people are walking by. God has given us the opportunity because the professors in this country, 78% of them, a good portion, easy hands down, don't do what they're commanded, to go out and seek and save that which is lost. Read not only Luke 19:10, but also Mark 16:15. They are commandments, not suggestions. And every time I think, going back to that bathroom in the grandstand where I got those false gospel tracts, I see why the Lord put us in a position to counter the hypocrites. And I'm telling you, as I just said, I'm in the book of Luke right now. Jesus is constantly rebuking the hypocrites, constantly making and causing men to make distinction between those that are his and those that are not his, the sheep and the goats, the righteous and the unrighteous. And Stephanie had just shared with us how there was young people down there, the Muslims, the homosexuals, all these people. Yes, we're reaching out to all of them because they're all sinners. We're all sinners saved by grace. But once we're saved, we know what we're saved not only from, but for. And that's why we do the works. But you know, it's interesting that the professed church will sit down there, they'll condemn these young people all day long, the homosexuals, the Muslims, this, that, and the other thing. But they won't reach out to them. And yet it's interesting to note that in the book of Corinthians, 1 Corinthians, the Lord said that I've chosen the foolish things of the world to confound that which is wise. And you go to the Minnesota State Fair and they have chapels there. And they have signs on the outside of their chapel saying, if you need prayer, come inside. Are you kidding me? What a joke. This is who we're called to go out and seek and save, friends, with the Word of God. It's not my job to save them, but it is my job to seek them. It's the Holy Ghost and the power of God that does the saving. How are they going to believe unless the preacher's out there preaching? Read the book of Romans. I mean, it reminds me of the young man that's in the lake and he's drowning. And the people on the shore are sitting there looking at him saying, well, that's a good thing it's not my kid. Yes, it is. It's your responsibility. If your eyes are on that individual that's drowning, it's your obligation and duty before God and man to get out there and seek and save that young man. That is your obligation. There's a reason your eyes are on him. It's called opportunity. And so many people in the professed church in America today pass by that opportunity because they feel that it's not their duty to do it. And the reason they don't do it is because there's something in their life they don't want you to see. I remember we were out in Minneapolis, St. Paul. We were street preaching. It was actually downtown Minneapolis, right by the old Dayton's building. And I remember there was a crowd of probably 50 people around us. And I remember a lady in the back. She was way in the back. And she was in the back all sheepishly walking back and forth, making sure that she wasn't put out in the front. But she was the first one to walk up to us and tell us how God was hiding her. What, proclaim? We're called and commanded to proclaim the gospel, but God's hiding you? Well, that counters the word. Everywhere I look, I mean, a candle is set on top, that all that enter in, or those that you go out to, may see it. How backwards the professed church in America has it. And again, I want to remind you, America, nobody rebuked the religious hypocrites more than Jesus Christ. Nobody. And you see very little of it today. And the reason you see very little of it today is because I don't want you to call me out for my sin and, you know, this, that, and the other thing, because we're told, you know, thou shalt not judge. No, put it into context. Don't twist scripture like Satan twisteth scripture, said Paul Washer. He's exactly right. You correct each other because you love each other. You reprove each other because you love each other. Faithful are the wounds of a friend. Kisses of an enemy are deceitful. Right? And iron sharpens iron. And I can go on and on and on and on. In all scripture and all doctrines given by the inspiration of God for reproof, for correction, for instructions in righteousness. Jesus said in Revelation 3, as many as I love, I rebuke and I chasten. Chasten, to find out, Webster's 1828, is to inflict pain or suffering, to humble or to improve. I mean, you see this in sports all day long, but the church better not do it. And yet Scripture tells us again in the book of Corinthians that we are to judge within. Right? Catherine Booth said, a barracks is meant to be a place where real soldiers were to be fed and equipped for war. Not a place to settle down in or as a comfortable snuggery in which to enjoy ourselves. I hope that if ever they, our soldiers that profess to be Christians, do settle down, that God will burn their barracks over their heads. That God will burn their barracks over their heads. You know, what comes to my aid right now is what William Booth said about the Holy Ghost and the modern-day professors. And again, here we are in it. And boy, did he nail it when he prophesied this. He said the chief danger of the 20th century will be religion without the Holy Ghost. Christianity without Christ. No cross, of course not. Forgiveness without repentance. Salvation without regeneration. And heaven without hell. Is that what you're seeing today? You better bet your bottom dollar that's exactly what you're seeing today. The chief danger of the 20th century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without regeneration, heaven without hell. No wonder why you have so many people in this country praising the wicked. I'll tell you why. Because they have forsaken God's moral law. Proverbs 28 says, those that forsake the law praise the wicked. It also tells us that evil men understand not judgment. You know, again, just making distinction, friends. D.L. Moody, the great Chicago preacher, said, have you ever passed through the furnace and been taught by the Spirit of God that your natural gifts go for naught unless you have the fire of heaven in your soul? You can't go on heavenly missions without heavenly fire, and therein is the problem. No repentance, no Holy Ghost. Who works repentance in you, John 16. Folks, I'm going to highlight the conquering church, and then we're going to get over to today's happenings concerning why was this crowd hire company recruiting $25 an hour political activists in Charlotte the week previous to what took place. Because it's all bought and paid for. They're paid provocateurs. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
If you had purchased $100 of Bitcoin in 2010, today you'd have $2,600,000. While that sinks in, you now have a huge cryptocurrency opportunity at below market price at a guaranteed 10 cents per coin. Procoin, a coin publicly traded on the open market, easily converted to cash, available in 60 countries, and Procoin is the only cryptocurrency offering coin-back rewards for consumers and merchants. Take action by August 31st at ProCoinCurrency.net. That's ProCoinCurrency.net. Deadline for 10 cent guarantee is August 31st.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I'm just contemplating the things that we're talking about right now. This was all spurred on by Stephanie and the conversation that we had down there on the first segment at the Minnesota State Fair. I wanted to let you know, too, before we get rocking over the next hour and a half, if you would like to check us out online, please do. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Those two pages interact with one another. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com and or SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. You can also jump over on our Facebook account. We have about 600,000 people interacting on a daily basis, and I praise God for every one of you because you understand a Kronos and a Kairos moment. That means where God meets man in obedience, the drop zone, let's say it that way, where he manifests himself at a particular time for his glory through his son, Jesus Christ. You understand that God is willing to give us what we're willing to fight for, right? That's what he promises. Do all that you can do and leave the results up to God. In saying that, you can also jump over on our Twitter account for what it's worth, BradleyDean1, BradleyDean1EE on my Twitter account. And if you'd like to call in at any time, please do. Love to hear from you. We got 83 affiliates in the United States listening to us right now, as well as 53 countries without. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. If this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head, and we're seeing a whole lot of that. I want to cover what's on my heart right now before we get over to why was this crowd hire company recruiting $25 an hour political activists in Charlotte 2 weeks before it took place? Because again, friends, it's all bought and paid for. I can keep reiterating this point. You know, the good thing is it'll get to the point where you know that when you listen to Bradley Dean on the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, you know what he's going to tell you. And the reason I keep reiterating these points is because the media keeps combating the truth. They want to get your eyes diverted off of what really matters, and I'm going to hit a couple of those topics today. As a matter of fact, we're going to be hitting on same agenda moving forward regardless of who the president is and who the responsible party is. Because, folks, what you're being told and what is actually happening under this administration are two different stories, and it's going to be another one of those I told you so's, and I hate saying it. I really do. So let's get back to the first before we get to the second. Concerning the conversation that we just had with Stephanie down at the Minnesota State Fair and what she was sharing with the people, you know, one of the reasons people are so afraid to actually speak forth what they believe in, it's because they don't believe. See, because faith manifests itself to the world, and faith worketh by love. And when you've truly repented before a just and a holy God, Acts 20, verse 21, the love of God is shed abroad in your hearts by the Holy Ghost upon repentance, and that's found in Romans 5, 5, that the love of God has been shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost who's been given unto us, okay? And guess what that does? This is the whole commandment. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with thy whole heart, mind, soul, and strength. Okay, that's the first. The second is namely like unto this. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. And then when you take those two out of the book of Matthew and bring those over to 1 John, we find that it tells us, by this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and keep his commandments. So we love God first, and the love of God that's been shed abroad in our heart responds to the spirit that we're born of, John 3, 3. And guess what we respond to? Not love, not only love towards God first and foremost, but also obedience to go out and love our brothers as ourselves. Because this is the whole duty of man. And love is the fulfilling of the law. And we've heard it said, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Yes, that's exactly right. That is the essence of love. Read Romans 13 when you get a moment as well. But I know that a lot of reasons, and one of them, namely, is, well, yeah, I don't want to be hated by the world. You know, you hear people all day long, again, they profess their faith in Christ, but it's interesting how they have no opposition, no persecution. And for the life of me, I don't understand that. Well, it's because the false grace today, the whores and hirelings in the pulpit, and over 300,000 pulpits that remain silent when they should be protesting. Protestant has meaning, protestant, right? Well, they have the world loving on Jesus, and see, their idea of Jesus is Jesus walking around with pink little booties on, smacking sheep on the backside, telling the world everything is okay, when in fact the opposite is true. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. They don't know that gospel. They have no idea what that means. Again, read Isaiah 30, it will help you. It's a false covering. It's not of the Lord. Okay? Listen to this. Naturally, a society of evil men guided by Satan and his demonic spirits and set against God and Christ, they're going to hate those who belong to Jesus Christ. We need to expect that. If the world doesn't hate you, then maybe you don't belong to Jesus Christ, or maybe you aren't living like a Christian should. Oh, well, Bradley, that's not true. Really? Let me bring you to John 7:7, when Jesus' brother came to him and said, go show yourself. And Jesus said to him, the world cannot hate you, but me it hateth because I testify against the deeds of it, that they are evil. Okay? And also keep in mind when you go to John 15 that this is my commandment, that you love one another. And if the world hates you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. How on God's green earth do you have a world that doesn't know Christ loving on Jesus? You've helped to feminize a false Christ, and it is not the Christ. I just want you to understand that. When Jesus asked his disciples, who do men say that I am? The first thing they said on several different accounts, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, well, one of them was that people believe that you're Jeremiah. Some people believe that you're Elijah. Some people believe that you're John the Baptist, risen from the dead, or one of the old prophets. Well, that lines up with Scripture because Jesus, in Scripture, it tells us that Jesus spoke as one having authority and not as the scribes and the Pharisees. And to finish my point, going to Proverbs 28 in thought, it's interesting to know that the righteous are bold as lions. The righteous are bold as lions. Those that are filled with the Holy Ghost are bold as lions. Boldness means forward to danger. We trust God because we know who is on our side. He is forever at our right hand. We shall not be moved, prayed King David. We shall not be moved. He's given commandment to save me, said King David. Right? The people of the earth shall see that we are called by the name of the Lord, and they shall fear us for his name's sake, not for our own. The Lord said, touch not mine anointed. Do my prophets no harm. Right? That involves his church. It's not a good thing to lay your hand to the church. But you can see and make distinction easily, oftentimes, as to who the church is and to who the church isn't. Oftentimes you'll find that the church is the one that's in the middle of being persecuted constantly quite a bit. Quite a bit, folks, and I was just bringing that to myself. I was thinking about the ministry when I said that. Sorry if it didn't blend. If they have persecuted me, they will also persecute you. John 15:20. Wow. They're preaching a false gospel, friends. No persecution. No trials, no tribulations. Hey, folks, it tells us in Scripture, through many trials and tribulations do we enter into the kingdom of heaven. Huh. Wow. Straight and narrow and difficult is the way. Wow. Man, 11 of the 12 disciples were martyred. Whoa. What is American and the American professors in America preaching today? There's no warfare. No. Friends, these are the greatest advocates to the homosexual agenda and the abortion industry in this country is the professed church. And they're a reproach every step of the way, folks. You know, I can tell you on one hand, just as a reminder, friends, how many real ministries are in this country. And I can tell you, you can identify them. Here are the earmarks. They're persecuted. They're lied about. And how many people in the professed church do you see happen to know they care more about their they care more about the approbation of men? They don't want to stir the pot. Hey, folks, when you listen to the Sons of Liberty, it talks about how I'm a boat rocker. That was the story of Vernon John, who preceded Martin Luther King. He went straight at the enemy. Exodus 23. Read it when you get a moment. He went at the enemy because he knew the victory that was to be about was his if he obeyed the king, the lion of the tribe of Judah. You know, this last week I had a conversation with a friend of mine about the lack of Christ in the professed Christians in this country. The conversation led into what people think that Jesus Christ came in the world to do, turning his character into something that it is, in fact, completely opposite of who Christ was incarnate in the flesh. Again, Christ was the one who spoke boldly, John 7:26, and not as the scribes, the religious hypocrites of the day, who came to bring a sword, Jesus did, and not peace. Think about that. Jesus came to bring a sword and not peace, Matthew 10:34. And rather than Christ in power as a conqueror, Revelation 6:2, the professed church has attempted to make him look and act like themselves. Man's reprobate state without Christ. Read Exodus 20, verse 4. They're tolerant, friends. They're fruitless because they're fallen and they're defeated, friends. That's their problem. Read Hebrews 12, 2. It never ceases to amaze me, the complete incompetence, corruption in government, abortion, homosexuality, lack of obedience to their parents, so on and so forth. That I've seen in the professed church in America. And yes, again, I said the professed church. Now, I want you to think about this because I'm going to finish this off during the next segment so I can get to the point that I promised during the second hour. Why was this crowd hire company recruiting $25 an hour political activists in Charlotte 2 weeks preceding the events? I'm going to be getting to that in just a moment. I'm going to finish this point. Nobody rebuked the religious hypocrites more than...
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Karen from Harrison, Arkansas. My husband James and I are proud supporters of the Sons of Liberty radio program. We love the way Brad delivers God's word and how he brings in the Constitution to his ministry. We pray that your ministry will continue to grow and reach more people in the future. May God bless both of you.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend's Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. If you'd like to have a sword fight, please do. We contend for the faith here. It's 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. I have to finish this point before we get over to hour two. Again, we are broadcasting live. Friends, what I want to do is I want to ask you the question, how do we reconcile, I'm going to lay this to your candor, how do we reconcile the present day church in America with men of old that proved the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob? Oh, that's one of those no gainsayers, is it? Yep, yes it is. John G. Lake said, Christianity did not go into the world apologizing. It went to slay the powers of darkness and undo the works of the devil, and it lived in holy triumph. Is that that conquering thing that we find in the book of Romans chapter 8? Yeah, we're made more than conquerors through him who loved us. Why, yes, of course it is. Christianity did not go into the world apologizing. It went to slay the powers of darkness and undo the works of the devil, and it lived in holy triumph. Folks, there is nothing. This is another one that chaps my hide. Apologists in the professed church, those that want to debate, those that want to reason with heathens. Wait a second. Friends, do you not know that reason is the greatest enemy to real faith? I mean, when you look in Scripture, friends, we serve a God of miracles. With all things, or with God, all things are possible. He's the one that does the impossible. You know, and why does he do that? Because that puts him in the position of being our God, our Father in Jesus' name, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. So Christianity did not go into the world apologizing. I can't find that in Scripture. He's right. It went to slay the powers of darkness and undo the works of the devil, and it lived in holy triumph. Well, yes, of course it does. He said, if you put that wicked thing away from you, and there be no wicked thing in you, he said, he'll deliver up all of our enemies from before us, is what he said. So, let me explain this. The life of a Christian is warfare. Constantly. I tell my wife all the time, I'm sorry that you have to get caught up in this tornado that I'm in the center of constantly, but it's always on. It's not like I got an on-off button where I can just turn it off and turn it on. No, it comes at will. We're moved by the Spirit. For as many are led by the Spirit of God, yea, these are sons of God. As the Spirit wills, right? Yes. That's how things work out. I mean, there's times, folks, where my wife will just say, Bradley, you're like a roller coaster. It's like, I get it. I feel it. I know it. But it's not like I applied for this, but I am responding to the mercy of God concerning the call that is in my life. Amen? If I was in a black church right now, they'd be shouting me down saying, Brother Dean, bring it down. And I know you are. We are. John Calvin said, whomsoever the Lord has adopted and deemed worthy of his fellowship ought to prepare himself and themselves for a hard, toilsome, and unquiet life crammed with very many and various kinds of evil. If you don't understand warfare, listen, let me say it this way. Calm seas don't bring about experience concerning the captain of a ship. It's the storms that create the captain, right? I mean, when you go into the military, for all you military guys and you military women, you have to go through basic training. You can be a Marine all you want, but you have to get over the obstacles and go through basic training before you can actually put on the uniform. Put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. Right? And yes, we are trained up in grace. And it's a good thing that's how he does it, right? Whomsoever the Lord has adopted and deemed worthy of his fellowship ought to prepare themselves for a hard, toilsome, and unquiet life crammed with very many and various kinds of evil. Folks, that is not abnormal. That is a normal life. That's a normal spiritual walk. Look at Jesus. What about George Whitefield? He was financed by Ben Franklin, by the way. You know, everybody, you know, the revisionists would have you believe that, you know, old Benny Franklin, he wasn't a Christian dude neither. But no, he was financing and supporting the ministry of George Whitefield, who, by the way, was preaching to the young people in colleges during the Revolutionary War. George Whitefield said, the riches of his free grace cause me daily to triumph over all the temptations of the wicked one, who is very vigilant and seeks all occasions to disturb me. The law, said Augustine, detects. Grace conquers. The law detects, grace conquers. When you look at the word grace in Webster's 1828, it is the power to restrain men from sin, violating God's moral law. Well, I never heard that. I always heard it was unmerited favor. Yes, but when you receive that unmerited favor, how do you respond to heaven who showed you mercy? You don't keep smacking him in the face and saying, I'm sorry for what I did again and again and again and again. That's not real repentance, and that's not real grace. Real grace cries out against sin and asks to be empowered by Jesus Christ. Read Romans 7. Christianity is a battle waged against invisible foes who are always alert, ever seeking to entrap. Excuse me. To entrap, deceive, and ruin the souls of men. Did you hear that? Christianity is a battle waged against invisible foes who are always alert and ever seeking to entrap, deceive, and ruin the souls of men. I want you to listen to E.M. Bounds. Listen carefully. The Christian life is no picnic or excursion. It's not entertainment or a pleasure trip. It involves effort, wrestling, and struggling, Acts 14:22. It demands putting forth the full energy of your spirit in order to frustrate the foe and be in the end more than a conqueror, Romans 8:37. It's not a flower-strewn path, no rose-scented affair. From start to finish, it's a spiritual warfare. It's a battle, not a game. From the moment they first drew their spiritual swords, Christian warriors are compelled to endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. 2 Timothy 2:3. What a misconception many people have of the Christian life. How little the average church member appears to know of the character or the conflict and its demands upon them. How ignorant they seem to be of the enemies they must encounter if they are to serve God faithfully, succeed in getting to heaven, and receive the crown of life, Matthew 7:13. Great chapter. They scarcely seem to realize that the world, the flesh, and the devil will oppose their onward march and will totally defeat them unless they give themselves to constant vigilance and unceasing prayer. Revelations 12:17. And it is just at this point, said E.M. Bounds, that I mean to highlight the professed church's greatest defects. There is little to do, nothing, or to do, or not to do. There is little to nothing of the soldier element in today's professed Christians. 2 Timothy 2:3. The discipline, the self-denial, the spirit of hardship and determination that belong to the military life are so prominent in it that they are lacking in Christianity today. Yet, my friends, the Christian life is warfare from the very beginning to the end. Remember, again, friends, God is willing to give the church what it is willing to fight for, but you don't get the victory without the fight. And it doesn't matter how big the dog is in the fight, it matters how big the fight is in the dog. And the Holy Ghost is more than able to overcome all foes. Keep in mind, that is the spirit of our Heavenly Father. So to set the record straight from the very first segment to the end of the show, the church is called to conquer, not to subject itself to the works of the enemy. And yet, it fails me. Even people that I had in my ministry for years, friends, that forsook that cross because they would have it. But see, they want to be admonished. They want to be admonished by the world. They want the approbation of the world. And for anybody to say anything for Christ's sake in their ministries, as they would call them, friends, is the furthest thing from their mind. Not knowing. And really what they're doing is rejecting the counsel of God against themselves as the Pharisees did because they want to please somebody. And that's really what it comes down to. And yet, to counter that, Paul said that his ministry, he wanted to offend nobody in his ministry. He wanted his ministry to be without offense. Well, love worketh no ill. It owes the world and the people in this world and on this globe right now the whole counsel of God. Not to withhold because it might offend. And that's what we need today, is we need the law of God brought back into the equation, folks, so people can understand that their sin is before a just and a holy God. And that's what they fail to do, because they desire the approbation of men, not knowing again the scriptures that that which is highly esteemed among men, that which is highly esteemed among men, all of you out there following big ministries, that which is highly esteemed among men is an abomination in the sight of God. It's an abomination in the sight of God. Hour two coming up. Why was this crowd hire company recruiting $25 an hour political activists in Charlotte 2 weeks before the events that took place? And we're also going to be talking about, friends, same agenda moving forward regardless of who is the president.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.